Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. Stand by. So, did you get your Bible reading in for today, and you've been praying? Richard Foster said real prayers come from not gritting your teeth, but from falling in love. You know, there's basically 10 things you and I should have accompanying a devoted prayer life. That is, a growing relationship with Jesus Christ, a change in perspective, God versus yours, a positive faith attitude, peace in the midst of pressure, a purifying effect on you morally, spiritual growth really in every area of your life, a passion for God, reliance upon God to meet every need in your life, power in your service for Almighty God, and productivity in every area of your life. What do you think about this? Are you seeing some of these results that I just mentioned? Whether you're gaining victory in one area or all 10, you can be certain as you devote yourself to prayer, God will allow amazing things to happen in your life. He will use you in ways you never thought possible, and you will discover a relationship with Him that is indescribable. Prayer, yeah, it's so simple. Truly, it is an act of communicating openly with Almighty God. It's a matter of giving time to the Father to let Him do in your life what He chooses to do. Are you ready to take your prayer life to a higher level? God's listening. God loves you.
What in the world is going on? Come on, you people. You're a bunch of Nazis. You know, I think you can be fairly sure that MSNBC guest Tristan Snell likely has been nowhere near a Christian church in a, well, probably never. What are we talking? He saw a video of a crowd of conservatives raise their hands during a prayer at a rally for Doug Mastriano, and he's running for governor there in Pennsylvania. This was in Chambersburg, and he said what they were doing was a Nazi salute, raising their hands in a Nazi salute. He said, oh, definitely, it's a Nazi salute. Democracy is literally on the ballot in November. Look out for these people. Summit News says this guy's a lawyer and a reoccurring guest on CNN and MSNBC, and obviously he's come under fire here. The report explained evangelical leader Lance Volano asked the crowd to rise and ask them if a proclamation can be a spiritual thing before asking them to raise their hands for a prayer rally in support of Mastriano's run for governor in Pennsylvania. A Nazi salute. There's one born every minute. Moron. Further evidence? You know, you just got to wonder something. What gets into people's heads? An unruly passenger on a California-bound American Airlines flight from Mexico ran up behind and sucker punched an attendant in the head. Other passengers helped detain the man who was arrested upon landing in Los Angeles International Airport. That happened on Wednesday. I mean, what could happen to you? Why would you run up and... Oh, good grief, Charlie Brown. So what's going on with the MyPillow guy, Mike Lindell? He said on Tuesday that four entrepreneurs whose businesses were set to be listed on his new MyStore e-commerce platform have pulled out. Speaking to Insider, Lindell said that after the FBI seized his phone at a Hardee's drive-through restaurant last week, at least four businesses have said they don't want to deal with his MyStore platform. You know, they don't want to have the connection to the FBI, I guess. The FBI is scaring them. They don't want to get canceled, you know. Lindell did not name the entrepreneurs, but said they had really good products, adding that he had inked deals with them. They've since, well, dropped off. Businessman said that he was informed over last week that a private lender had rescinded $2 to $3 million worth of support for one of the four businesses that were angling to sell products on the new MyStore platform. Seized his cell phone at a Hardee's. Yep, these people are scary. Remember the football coach that got fired for praying with his players at midfield before a game? You remember that? Joe Kennedy. That's him. Joe Kennedy. He won, so now what? So what do you have to say, Joe?
just a few weeks after the U.S. Supreme Court concluded that Bremerton School District violated my constitutional rights, some wonder why I'm not back on the field yet. I'm still committed getting back on the field as soon as the district court finalizes my reinstatement. Whoever the district seems intent on stonewalling all of this. My lawyers have been trying to wrap up all the legal stuff with the school district. I've specifically asked that they do whatever they have to do to bring this to a conclusion that's beneficial to all of us, but he says, like most teachers and coaches, I love coaching, getting the best out of my guys on the field. It's the administrative red tape and all this stuff that so often discourages me. I still believe we can work things out if we could just sit down and have a talk, and that's not happening. It didn't work 7 years ago. I'm wondering if it'll work now. Joe Kennedy. He won, but did he? You know, I just can't imagine what this is like. The recent surge, boy is it ever, of migrants across the southern border has strained city resources and homeless shelters in El Paso, Texas. But residents told Fox News that they were split on whether the increase is cause for concern. I think it's great that Joe Biden let everybody in, said Michael. This country can use all kinds of workers, right? Teachers, Venezuela restaurants. I think that's a good thing for America. What do you think? Residents of the border city are used to migrants filtering through, but have noticed an increase in the last several months. It's a record 2 million. Last week, well, photos showed crowds of migrants camped out on city streets. Local homeless shelters have no room left. Now the sidewalks are clear of sleeping bags and tents, and there are less frequent crowds outside the Greyhound station, but shelter workers aren't sure how long all this is going to last. The El Paso mayor says the city's goal is to help bus migrants to their destination and treat them like human beings. Well, nothing wrong with that, but still, it's a problem. Open borders, millions flooding in, illegals who aren't supposed to be here now suing. As an example, Ron DeSantis of Florida for busing them. I mean, this is just, none of it makes sense. It's absolutely insane. Boy, you hear all this news and everybody's right in their own eyes. He's a smarty. She's a smarty. What in the world's going on? If you look at Romans chapter 1, you see it being played out right before your eyes today. Claiming to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man and birds and animals and creeping things. Therefore, God gave them over to the lust of their hearts, to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves, because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. That's Romans chapter 1, 22 and 25. Here's one more example. We observe many politicians today who give animals great value above humans who are made in the image of God. They support the murder of millions of children in their mothers' wombs by abortion. They support the killing of the elderly and those with infirmities by euthanasia. We should not mistreat animals. You know I love animals. Got dogs all over the place here. But the hypocrisy of so many politicians today is seen in their disrespect for human life, particularly in the womb, in what, in essence, is their worshiping the creature. Sure they are. Subtle reminder, you're not here to be remembered today. You're here to serve God and prepare for heaven. What was the reason you got out of bed today? Many of you have responded in the past, we get out of bed to serve ourselves today, rather than God who kept us through the night and woke us up this morning, and gives us air to breathe and the strength to hit the floor. Wow, the least we can do is praise Him for being faithful. We owe God everything. You know, I think sometimes people just put their brains on hold. This is Fort Wayne, Indiana. Yesterday, two 31-year-old women facing felony neglect of dependent charges for leaving a carload of kids outside a downtown bar while they went inside to drink. The two women accused of going into Henry's Bar between 8 and 10 p.m. on what was supposed to be just a quick stop there, quick drink, really. They left the four children, 13, 10, 3, and 4 weeks old, in a vehicle outside the bar, anywhere from 1 to 4 hours. They're not sure on the time. And during this time, they became intoxicated to the point that they were wobbling to walk, could not properly start the car when trying to leave, and could be overheard by at least one of her children saying, "I can't see anything." One of the children called her grandparents to come and help them. Soon thereafter, the police arrived and discovered one of the women vomiting in the restroom. She told police she only had a couple of glasses of wine, about 4 hours of what in the world. You know, I remember my dad used to do that. We'd go down to the Village Inn in Roanoke, Indiana, where I grew up, and sometimes he'd bring a blanket in the winter, and Mom was working, and yeah, I'd sit there for hours while Dad went inside. Oh, those were the bad old days, but still going on, isn't it? Horrible. What else in brief? Boeing going to pay $200 million to settle an SEC charge that it misled investors. Boston Celtics suspended their head coach for 1 year over a relationship with a Celtics staff member. A judge here in Indiana blocked the abortion ban from being enforced. Tesla, they're recalling 1.1 million vehicles to fix a window reversal system that could pinch your fingers. Well, how about this? Stocks having a terrible week, falling for the third consecutive day against the backdrop of massive rate hikes all over the world. Companies that cater to consumers like, Starbucks, which I don't like, were hit especially hard. Autumn has come to the housing market meantime. The days of offering up the naming rights of your firstborn child while paying $100,000 over the asking price for a home, they say that's all over. After a hockey stick-shaped rise during the pandemic, the housing market is showing clear signs of slowing down as the Fed's interest rate hike ripple across America. A few fresh data points from the week. The median rental price in the United States fell last month for the first time since November of 2021, even in Manhattan, where every first-year analyst is looking for a spot. Rents plateaued there. Sales of existing homes fell in August for the seventh straight month, according to Zillow. That's the longest stretch of decreasing sales since 2007. And they say both buyers and sellers are now trapped in place. What's that mean? Buyers are getting spooked by the highest mortgage rate since 2008, heading towards 7%. Ooh, boy. And sellers are also thinking twice about putting out that for sale sign because many of them got locked into low mortgage rates when interest rates were near zero. What to do? What to do? I don't know if you heard baseball history being made with his 60th dinger of the season. Yankee slugger Aaron Judge on pace to break the long-standing American League home run record in just a few games. If you happen to be one of those catching one of those balls, oh, you could be on easy street. What are we talking about? They say that 61st ball, when he hits that home run, could fetch anywhere from $250,000 to $2 million at an auction. His 62nd and record-breaking bomb, estimated between $500,000 and $5 million. Let's go to the game. Pick me out to the, well, you know. What's happening in the weather? Had the air conditioning sweating yesterday. Get up this morning, getting ready to take Max to school. What? Where's my parka? Where's my coat? 40 degrees. Well, at 8:04 last night, fall officially hit here. What in the world's going on? I guess I never thought about this one. How many Earths could be contained in the sun? Have you thought about that? I haven't either. Somebody brought this up Wednesday night in the service, just talking about things. 1.3 million Earths would fit inside the sun. Did you know that? That's just a little trivia there. Finally, who said that? Somebody pretty smart. When someone does something wrong, don't forget all the good things they did. Is this one for real? James Collins, Southwest Radio Church, sent a new Mountain Dew called Funyuns, onion flavored soda. Is that real? Where's my Bible? Life 101, right after this.
Thanks for being here. Hello, world. News, information, and comment every day, Monday through Friday at this time. Thank you for being here, telling others about the broadcast, and joining me on Facebook and the many things you send my way. Greg, Jerry G. Patton, P-A-T-T-E-M. If you're ever in the Fort Wayne, Indiana area, join me at The Cross, 5300 Winchester Road, northeast part of the state here. We would love to see you. Some of you have done just that. Thank you so very much. A big thank you to those that shared some prayer requests even this very hour. Greg Patton, G-R-E-G-P-A-T-T-E-N, that's Facebook. And past programs, you can get those at gregpatton.com. Again, we just say thank you, my friend. You know, God has revealed the secret of personal fulfillment and success in life better than anyone else, but most of us miss it. In our materialistic society today, we are trained to grab all we can and look out for being number one. Our noble concept of the rugged individualist and the self-made man miss a very critical truth. Even in the church, we tend to focus on leadership there. Sure we do. Being true to ourselves and finding our ministry. Instead of simply calling someone a servant, I'm a servant of God, we feel compelled to use a phrase like, I'm a servant leader. History and scripture stand against this wave of self-satisfaction. Am I correct on that? Samuel stated his posture in God's calling by replying, Speak, Lord, for your servant. Get it? For your servant is listening. 1 Samuel 3, verse 9 and 10. 19th-century preacher and one of my favorites, Charles Haddon Spurgeon, urges us to serve all your life. And today, John Maxwell said the first step to leadership is servanthood. I know many pastors that have been considered, highly successful in life, but boy, they can be personally defeated. All of us can. One pastor said, I was burned out, I was empty, I was miserable. From the outside, I appeared to be doing everything right. The church thought I was on top of it. I was preaching the gospel. I was fulfilling the Great Commission, building a ministry, Christian school. But on the inside, everything was messed up. I was out of fellowship with God, tormented by impure thoughts, and headed for destruction. Then just as David cried out from the pit, I begged the Lord to deliver me. And he did, praise the Lord. He set my feet on a firm foundation of his truth. And in this process, I've come to understand the significance of Jesus Christ's statement that the servant is greatest of all, there in Matthew 23:11. Ministry must be centered around a purpose, not a personality. Hey, you need to grab that concept. You'll begin to look at people that you can help. If a marriage is faltering, you should want to jump in there and help discover the love of Jesus Christ and how you can help. If a pastor struggles with sin, we should want to help him overcome that. If a child needs food or water, we want to meet the need. In serving others, you develop new relationships with people. Man needs to find out that he becomes lesser, and when he does, then he becomes greater in the eyes of God, because God will get the greatest glory. Yeah, we need to humble ourselves to serve other people. Matthew 25:40. Whatever you did for the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me, Jesus said. Jesus gave his life for these people. We need to begin to give our life to people. In return, he begins to fill us with an abundant life. And who listening to this program doesn't want an abundant life? Truly, that's what we're looking for. By losing my life for his sake, I can find life again. By becoming his servant to helpless people throughout the world and right in your community, you'll find a personal and professional fulfillment and success in life. Yes, we live in a materialistic society. It's easy to put our needs above the needs of others. Yeah, me first. But Jesus always put others before himself, and he expects us to follow that example, does he not? Interesting stuff here from James Robinson. He said he met a missionary named Peter Pretorius on a trip to South Africa, and his testimony had a transforming effect on Robinson's life. He told of his success as a prestigious tobacco farmer and a race car driver who lived totally for himself. That was before he decided to share God's message with people in neighboring Mozambique.
When he traveled there to arrange a series of evangelistic meetings, his drivers failed to return for him at the appointed time, and what was going to be a two-day trip, 48 hours, lasted a week. During his unexpected stay, Peter saw unimaginable suffering. People were literally dying at his feet. Every day, another 20, 25 malnourished adults and children were buried. He witnessed it all. Wouldn't that be something? Peter helped an elderly man find a resting place against a tree and went to get some water. He cried when he came back and discovered the man was dead. Returning home to South Africa, Peter asked friends and neighbors to help buy food for these people. He rented a truck to transport provisions to Mozambique, and so began his first extensive feeding program. At his invitation, Robinson said he and his wife went to witness the operation and saw some of the most unbelievable scenes they'd ever encountered. Little ones covered in dirt, wearing stained clothing, worn in shreds. They looked at us shyly. Many exhibited the dangers of malnutrition, bloated tummies, patches of orange discoloration in the hair, open sores on the legs. Their smiles drew our eyes from their rags to the anticipation that was on their faces. Once we initiated personal contact, many soon wanted to hold hands and embrace us. Some hugs. Thousands of children lined the road as our team set up to feed them vitamin-rich meals, the consistency of oatmeal. They were so very happy to get a basic need. Upon returning home, Robinson and his wife knew that God wanted them to be involved in the project, to give their own finances and inspire others to support these missionaries, to ones that lay down their lives every day. You know, the scriptures place the primary focus on the joy of giving in life, not on the return that you get. Acts 20:35. Jesus offers us the supreme example of what it means to give, right? He gave his life for us, knowing there was nothing that we could give him in return. It's an honor that our Creator allows us today to express his nature as we serve others, or should be. He owes us nothing for our obedience. We owe God everything for Christ's obedience in his death and resurrected life. While Jesus did state that he came to give us life more abundantly, many people mistakenly believe that Jesus came to give us abundance in life instead of abundance of life. There's a big difference. God's not opposed to you having things, but he's deeply concerned that things do not have us. Remember, God's rewards far exceed the value of anything earthly or anything temporal. He may give us the means to afford a new car. Maybe you have a nice home, but he's most interested in giving us a new spirit and an eternal home. And he's also interested in blessing us so we can, in turn, bless other people.
And I guess the question as always is, how are you doing on this? It's important. And finally, this is it. In 2022, United Parcel Service, your package is in your city. A truck driven by Mike. It'll arrive at 6:27 today. FedEx, your package is coming. You'll get it when we get there. U.S. Postal Service, what package? Amazon, we are already inside your residence. Check the bathroom. Facebook, we know you were thinking about getting a toaster oven yesterday. Here are 20 ads for toaster. It's true. That's the way it usually works. That's it. Another edition of Hello World with Greg Patton. We come your way each day at this time, and we're so grateful you're here. What
would we do without you? And a big thanks to this Christian radio station for, well, sharing this broadcast.
Hey, let's be friends on Facebook. You don't have to be crazy to be my friend. I will teach you how. That's it. This has been Hello World. I'm Greg Patton. Pray you have a great weekend. See you in church on Sunday. And back here on Monday. I love it. God bless. Have a good one.